Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown, and it is the weekend prior to Tuesday, November 5, 2024, when the world would go to hell in a handbasket, according to half the country. And in the other half of the country, we will be ecstatic about it. Before we get started, rules of engagement, you know what they are. If you want to send me a question or a comment, the number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just start your message with either word, Mike or Michael. Either one doesn't make any difference. And then while you're at it, be sure and go follow. You know, in fact, this might be the week. If you're going to follow me on X, this might be the week to do it. Because obviously I'll be doing a lot of tweeting or posting, whatever the proper word is now. Call somebody that cares. I don't. Whatever the proper word is, I'll be doing that a lot this week because, well, there's a lot going on. I've been debating, even as late as 2 minutes ago, whether to talk about any politics today or not. Because a lot of what's been said has been said. But there's lots of other news going on in the world. So we'll go through some of that. One of the stories that caught my eye that I never got to on the weekday program yesterday, because we were pretty much goofing off yesterday. And in fact, this morning, I was out walking the dogs really early, and this couple that... They've got a couple of big Alaskan Malamutes or something. I forget what they are. And they stopped me. They know I'm on the radio. They listened to me. And they said, "So are you ready for Tuesday to be here?" And I said, "I'm really ready for Wednesday to be here." And then the minute I said it, I thought, no, actually, I'm ready for maybe next Tuesday, the week after Tuesday to be here. Because what do I have to talk about on Wednesday? What happened on Tuesday? Are you as sick of it as I am? And has it gotten sillier than I thought it would? Apparently, Donald Trump, I haven't looked at Drudge today. Let me look at the Drudge report real quickly and see if it's still up there. Today it's the headline on the Drudge report, which has gone totally off. Whoever runs the Drudge Report now, I don't think it's Matt Drudge. I think Matt Drudge sold it. He's gone on to living on the beach somewhere. Blowing it, : Trump simulates oral sex on stage. And there's a picture of, you know how Trump, sometimes when he talks, his mouth kind of forms an O, as if he's saying O. Well, they've got a picture of him leaning over a microphone stand with his mouth open like that. And let's see, the subheads are meltdown, the dawn seething, threatens to knock people out, video, my beautiful white skin. It's nuts. So we'll go through some of that today. But I found this story kind of interesting. The House Ways and Means Committee. Now, are we going to keep the House of Representatives? I don't know. Is Trump going to win? I don't know. Is Kamala going to win? I don't know. I think we're going to win the Senate. I'm pretty dang sure we're going to win the Senate. And that's because we're going to pick up West Virginia, and I'm pretty sure we're going to pick up Montana. if we can do that and just maintain our other seats, and I think we have a good chance of maybe picking up Michigan. We pick up Michigan, pick up Pennsylvania. We might get a margin of 55, 56 to 44. I mean, it could be that good in the U.S. Senate. The House, I'm not quite sure of. I think we'll maintain the House because if I really told you what I thought about Tuesday, then I would be breaking my own code that said don't start out today's program with what you really think about Tuesday. But I think it's going to be, a good day. I think it is. Let's go back to what the House Ways and Means is doing. Now, believe it or not, because some of these members of Congress are in safe seats, so while they are still out doing some de minimis campaigning, they're not doing a whole lot of campaigning. But nonetheless, there's still some official government business going on. Although I think we could do with probably not any government business for a year and probably be fine. The House Ways and Means Committee is pushing the state attorneys general to start investigations into at least six tax-exempt organizations, NGOs, that are potentially linked to foreign terrorist activities. This past week, there have been a series of letters released, and Jason Smith, a Republican from Missouri, who is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has notified officials in the states of Washington, New York, Virginia, Arizona, California, and Texas that certain organizations might be operating beyond their tax-exempt mandates, promoting anti-Semitism and engaging in unlawful activities. Now, in some of the letters, he points out that some of these nonprofits all appear to be, quote, operating outside their tax-exempt purpose, fueling anti-Semitic activities, and potentially engaging in activity that violates both state and federal law, adding that the grounds to revoke their tax-exempt status. Now, among the organizations that the committee has singled out is a group called the Palestine Chronicle. What is it? I didn't know what it was. I'd look it up. It's a nonprofit media company in Washington State. It's accused of actually hiring and employing a Hamas operative. Now, Hamas is a U.S. Department of State recognized terrorist organization. You cannot support a government designated terrorist organization. And I would say that if you have hired an operative of Hamas, you are directly and indirectly supporting that terrorist organization. Now, that particular operative, if you think that this is just kind of grasping at straws, that particular operative was reportedly involved in actually holding some of those Israeli hostages from a year ago, October 7, leading to his death during a subsequent rescue operation. In addition to Washington, New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, don't joke. Yeah, I mean, you know Letitia James, right? She's the one that went after Trump for overvaluing, you know, Mar-a-Lago, overvaluing, you know, Trump Tower and some other properties in New York. No harm, no foul. Nobody got hurt. Nobody lost any money. But nonetheless, she got some almost billion-dollar judgment against him. She's been asked to look into the Westchester People's Action Coalition and the People's Forum. Now, those groups are accused of promoting anti-Semitism by allegedly supporting and funding riots in New York. So, you know, think about Columbia University. Now, Chuck Schumer's on record. We've now discovered some evidence of Chuck Schumer, the senior senator from New York, telling the students at Columbia and telling the faculty, just lay low, just keep your heads down, don't look up. Nobody's going to say anything. We're, you know, you can go out there and be as anti-Semitic as you want to. Now, this is kind of interesting coming from a New York Jew that he would be telling anti-Semitic rioters and protesters, hey, just keep your head low. Don't say anything. But that shows how disengaged and how they're just out of touch with what's going on in the real world. Virginia's Attorney General, Jason Mayeres, has also been prompted to investigate something called Americans for Justice in Palestine Educational Foundation and the American Muslims for Palestine for also potentially inciting riots. And then down in Arizona, The attorney general down there, Chris Mays, has received a request to pursue something called the Alliance for Global Justice. Well, what could be wrong with the Alliance for Global Justice? Well, they apparently have ties with an outfit called Samadoon, which is another U.S.-designated terrorist organization. And then last but not least, of course, we got California. The AG in California, formerly Kamala Harris, now Rob Bonta, and the Texas Attorney General, Kim Paxton, have been told that there are suspicions regarding other nonprofits, including the Tides Foundation, which we've all heard about, and their possible illegal affiliations with terrorist groups. So when I talk about NGOs and what they're doing in terms of the border, now you can think about what they're doing in actually supporting terrorism. Yeah, think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, if you want to, I'm asking you to subscribe to the podcast. The podcast, when you on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown, hit that subscribe button, and that will automatically download my weekday program plus this weekend program, so you get 6 days of Michael Brown. Isn't that fantastic? Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. If you want to find one of the 350-plus affiliates we have around the country, it's really easy to do. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. On that page, you'll find a How to Listen tab. Just pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map that shows all the affiliates around the country, and then you'll find below that a list of all the affiliates in alphabetical order and what days and times they air the program and they re-air the program. So if you're traveling around the country, you can always find an affiliate there. And on that same website, michaelsaysgohere.com, you can also see all of the social media icons for X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of those are on there also. So you can just click there. You can click on those icons and follow me on social media, which you should be doing. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Albert Einstein of the House of Representatives, is facing criticism because she sent out a campaign mailer featuring this nonsensical, stupid article, an Arabic translation of election information. This is how I love this story because it's an example of how identity politics always comes back and bites Democrats or anybody else that focuses on identity politics. I don't care who you are. I care what you are. I don't care that you're a human being. I don't care that, you know, you're an enemy or a foe. I care what your sexual preference. I care about what your race is. I care about how tall you are, how skinny you are, how fat you are. I care about what religion you are. I care about all of those things. No, I don't. I care. Are you a decent person or not a decent person? But every time they try to play identity politics, particularly somebody as stupid as AOC, it comes back and bites her in the butt. So what's she doing? Well, she's pandering to whatever Arabic constituent she has in her New York congressional district. Now, I don't know what the makeup is, and you don't have to tell me, you don't have to text me, because I don't care what her makeup is, her demographic makeup. I don't care what her makeup is either, but I certainly don't care what her demographic makeup is. So this leaflet that she passes out features Arabic script in which the characters appear in reverse order and are completely disconnected, deviating, obviously, from standard Arabic script requirements. So the mistake drew the attention after some journalist by the name of Ahmed Shabab Aldeen criticized the gaffe on X. He remarked that the disorganized script was emblematic of AOC's disconnect with Arab voters. While I understand what he's saying, hey, she was just pandering. Well, he's trying to rationalize it by saying, well, it just shows that she's disconnected with Arabic voters. No, she doesn't care about Arab voters. She just wants to pander to the Arab voters. Now, the incorrect Arabic also got comments from, and I know I'm going to bastardize this name, Mir Javandanfar, an Iranian studies professor at Reichman University. He says that the flyer mishap with AOC's is pretty much equal to her understanding of Middle Eastern affairs kind of writ large, labeling what she said gibberish. Ahmed wrote this on X. The flyer that Team AOC made to get out the vote in Arabic is spelled backwards, and the letters are not connected. Pure gibberish. A true metaphor for her efforts to connect to Arab voters equals not caring enough about the basics, like our right to life. Has a pretty good point there. You would have thought that somebody, you know, I can almost, I'm not going to do it, but I can almost give her a pass on this because even though the buck stops with her, because it's her office or her campaign that put it out, did nobody on the staff, this shows how they just don't care. Did nobody on the staff think to themselves, hey, Ahmed back there, do you speak Arabic? You don't? Okay. Ishmael over there, do you speak Arabic? No, you don't? Okay. Well, we'd like to put out an Arabic pamphlet. Could somebody go find somebody that speaks and writes Arabic and have them come in and put this pamphlet together for us? Nah, we'll just do it ourselves. They're not going to read it anyway. Even if they do read it, even if we say it properly, it's probably going to be gibberish anyway, so who cares? I mean, I can just see this going on in her campaign. They didn't catch the mistake. They didn't catch the error until Shahab Eldin and the others noted the mistake. Now, the New York Democratic Party lawmaker had posted images of the mailer on social media, but then quickly deleted all of the images after all the criticism began to roll in. I would say this is a rookie mistake, but how long has AOC been in Congress? How many campaigns has she run now? And they're so quick to pander. They're so quick to try to put people in some little box. Not as humans, but as all of the things that, you know, make up what you are. And let's divide everybody up by that. You know, Republicans, or Trump in particular, is being blamed for, you know, Kamala Harris is out there talking about how, oh, all the Republicans in particular Trump want to do is, we've had a decade now of Trump just trying to divide America. No, earnestly, I believe that Trump is trying to build as big a coalition as he can, not just to win, but I think he truly loves America. And I think that Trump really does want to get away from this whole policy of identity politics, this whole practice of identity politics. So they're the ones that are dividing Americans, and this is a great example of that. As part of AOC's campaign, she's been really vocal about that we should reduce our military aid to Israel. She's actually accused the Jewish state of committing acts of genocide against the Palestinians. Go look up the word genocide. Seriously, I'm not going to read it for you. Go look up the word genocide, and then you're on your laptop now, or maybe you're sitting in the car, somebody else is driving, or you're whatever you're doing right now, just stop. And on your phone, surely you've got a dictionary, or in your search bar, just type in the word genocide, and then you tell me if that's what the Palestinians, or tell me if that's what the Jews are doing in defending their homeland. The social media post that she put up just shows that all of their efforts to put people in all these different verticals is an utter failure. Identity politics, just stop it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Redding City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Redding City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Yeah, I'm just looking at the text messages. 97, Goober number 9798. Michael, we're down to just 3 days. Yeah, 3 days and counting. 72 hours. I can't wait. 9504. Hoping Vice President Harris is not elected. She got outsmarted by her teleprompter last couple of days. She also said out loud that she has defended those that have harmed others. No question in my mind why she is not collectible, hoping others realize that Donald Trump is the way to go. And 4679 writes, Michael, Kamala's new campaign ad showing what's going on, what's going to happen if Trump wins the election. I haven't seen it yet. I unfortunately, and fortunately, I mean, it was good and bad, but I live in a blue state. I don't live in a battleground state. So if I had to guess, as opposed to somebody that lives in Michigan or Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, you've probably seen a bazillion campaign commercials. In terms of presidential campaign commercials, I'm thinking I may have seen in the past couple of weeks, maybe three or four. And may I be blunt about it? Whether it was a Trump ad or a Kamala Harris ad, the minute I saw that it was one or the other, the minute I saw it was a presidential campaign ad, boom, I got something else to do. I need to pick my nose. I need to scratch my butt. I need to get the lint out of my belly button. I need to gaze at my navel. I need to do anything but watch a presidential commercial. So for those of you who have been inundated with it, my deepest sympathies. Let's see. Gubernator number 9624, I've not heard this. Liz Cheney is calling for George W. Bush to endorse Kamala. Has he just become a part of the political establishment like Stockholm Syndrome, or was he always there? Let me say this about George W. Bush. Let me back up before I say anything about George W. Bush. I think I know who my old boss is going to vote for. And I don't think it's Donald Trump. And let me explain why I think I know who it's going to be. My daughter, who lives in Arizona and is pretty politically astute, sent me a text message 4 or 5 days ago with an article that was it may have been an Instagram post. And I forget whether it was Barbara Bush or Jenna Bush, but it was one of the two daughters who was standing there with whoever that co-host is on the Today Show. Don't ask me to name who, Hoda something, Hoda Moda Woda Huda Huda. I don't know who she is, but whoever that woman is, they were standing together and they were, I don't know where they were. I don't care where they were. And they were announcing that they were both going to be voting for Kamala Harris and how proud they were. And, of course, my daughter was, like, grown, disgusting. And I looked at the post and I thought, this is his way of signaling to the world what he's going to do. Because if, now, he and Dick Cheney did not always agree on things. In fact, I would say at the end of the Bush administration, there was a lot of animosity between George W. and Dick Cheney. And I believe rightfully so. As much as I do not like Dick Cheney, and if that's the first you've heard me say that, then you probably haven't been listening to the weekday program, and you probably should be listening to it. There's no love lost between me and Dick Cheney. However, there's a lot of love lost between me and his staff. Dick Cheney's staff, including Scooter Libby, absolutely wonderful people. Great to work with. They took care of me. I took care of them. We worked closely together. They were very good people. And Scooter Libby got screwed big time. He got screwed big time over that leak of that then retired CIA agent. I forget what her name was. I don't care. I don't remember. Don't remember. Don't care. But the vice president, and this is pretty well documented in news stories, Dick Cheney went to Bush and asked Bush to at least commute Scooter Libby's sentence. He tried for a pardon, tried for a commutation, and nothing. Bush wouldn't do anything. And I thought it was a horrendous miscarriage of justice. So there's no love lost between Cheney and Bush. Not whether they mended, have they mended their relationship? I don't know. I don't care. But I think Bush has always been, I want to choose my words carefully here, because while I am honored, absolutely honored to have worked for the President of the United States of America, he and I did not always see eye to eye on things. He and I had a lot of, I would say, pretty good arguments over some policy decisions. I may, and I'm not going to go through the whole story again, but there was one time when he and I were in the Beast, and we were going back to Marine One, and it was just the two of us, the Secret Service, and I had been trying to get him to change his mind about a particular issue that I knew he'd already decided, but, you know, I pushed the envelope, and I thought, I'm gonna take one more stab at it, and I, you know, we're kind of driving along, and just having a general conversation, and I finally said, Mr. President, I really do wish you would just do X. And he kind of jabbed me with his elbow and basically said, I've told you, I've already made that decision. And then kind of gave that look that sometimes your mother gives you, like, you know, uh-oh. And so I just like, okay, end of story. Not going to do that anymore. I tell that story simply because he always wanted to hear differing viewpoints, but once he made up his mind, that was it. Done. Over. And his father, whom I met on numerous occasions, was a true establishment Republican. Would not understand today's populist movement and would not understand how everything has kind of flipped. There's been a realignment, and I don't think that George H.W. Bush would understand that. And I'm not necessarily convinced that George W. Bush likes this realignment. I love this realignment. I think that whether it was Jenna or Barbara, whichever one of the girls it was, that said they were coming out to vote for Kamala Harris, I think was Bush's way of letting the world know, yeah, well, I know she's my daughter, and it could be. I may be entirely wrong about this. But because they've remained so silent, and my guess is, even though the girls are adults, the daughters are adults, they probably had some family conversation about, let's just stay out of this. And I, quite frankly, I wish that all former presidents would stay out of current presidential politics, other than, unless it's Bubba, or Barack Obama, or for that matter, the current president, stepping in and messing things up for Kamala Harris. So call me a hypocrite, because as long as they're screwing things up, then I'm all for that. But I just think it's better if they just did stay out of it. I think what's going on here is I think that Bush does not want to be bothered. I don't think he wants to deal with it. And I truly do believe this about George W. He served his time. He served his 8 years. He did that, and he's moved on. And he cares about veterans. He cares about his painting, his hobbies. He cares about Laura. He cares about his family. And he's over. And I think he has, in that regard, been smart about being an ex-president. Just lay low, do the things that you want, do it out of the public's eye, and don't try to draw attention to yourself. And I admire that. I absolutely admire that. But if I had to guess who George W. Bush is going to vote for, I think it's Kamala Harris. So with respect to Goober number 9624, Mike, Liz Cheney is calling for George W. Bush to endorse Kamala. Well, of course she is. Of course she is. Because Liz Cheney wants company. Liz Cheney knows what happened to her. The whole January 6th debacle and her probably violation of the bar code, the bar rules, is probably going to get her in trouble. She may have actually violated the law in tampering with a witness on the January 6th hearing. So Liz Cheney has lost her congressional seat. She's lost all relationship, in my opinion, with this realignment of the Republican Party. And Liz Cheney just needs to shut up and just go away. Just shut up and go away. But anyway, that's what I think about what George W. Bush will do. Hang tight. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, as I just noted, you can send me a text message anytime. I read them all the time. I skim through them every single day. The number's 33103 on your message app. Just start your message with one of two words, either Mike or Michael. Doesn't have to be both. Either one. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Display prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. This station does not recommend any specific investment.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. So you've probably heard about the latest hoax against Trump. Kamala Harris goes, and her supporters, they all go into social media, and they've been peddling this fresh hoax against Trump, alleging that his comments about Liz Cheney is that he wanted to have her executed. In fact, that's what the Drudge Report was, that their big headline was yesterday. Donald Trump wants to execute Liz Cheney. I'm so sick of this. Now, Trump was down in Arizona doing one of Tucker Carlson's town halls or whatever, one of his tours. And during that talk, Trump alleged she, meaning Liz Cheney, she's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with the rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. Now, Aaron Rupar, whose work inventing comments and context to aid all these left-wing politicians has earned him a mention in the Urban Dictionary, posted that clip to his X account late Thursday. The soundbite, although I want to play it separately, I want to play it from a different source. The soundbite is only 27 seconds long, in which Trump says the following.
But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy.
I find this fascinating because how many times have we heard from the left about any time that we go to war anywhere, whether it's justified or unjustified, the left always talks about, well, it's always the, you know, if the politicians' kids had to go, we probably wouldn't be doing this. Well, Trump said exactly the same thing. Liz Cheney's a war hawk like her dad. And if it was her standing there with, you know, nine or a dozen or a thousand other rifles pointed at her face, she might not be so quick to want to go to war. It doesn't take a genius. It doesn't even take a talk show host. Trump's comments were self-evidently in reference to Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney, one of the architects of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and their obsession with sending Americans to die in wars overseas. It's prima facie evidence. It's self-evident. You don't need an explanation. You don't need anything. Unless you are so twisted that you can't understand what he was talking about. And if you're that twisted, then there's no hope for you. Liz Cheney responded on social media. This is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. Now, I found that statement pretty interesting. Who's actually been threatened with death in this campaign? Twice, the third time I don't believe is legitimate. Twice it's been Donald Trump. In fact, we came just within inches of literally seeing Donald Trump's brains being blown out, splattered all over that crowd behind him in Butler, Pennsylvania a few months ago. It was being aired live on television. They would not have had time, because I doubt the cable, since they were carrying it live, unless they were feeding it back to a network operation center somewhere, we would have seen it live. And quite frankly, the people in the network operation center probably weren't paying much attention. They probably just had it on, you know, it was just automated, and they were just carrying the stream from the cameras at the event, and we would have seen it. Trump's the only one who has literally been threatened with death in this campaign. But it's just another hoax. And I think this hoax shows just how desperate the left is to go after Trump. But I want to emphasize, and we'll do this probably in the next hour. It's not just, when I say the left, I'm not just talking about Kamala Harris, her campaign, her surrogates, her staff, even people like Liz Cheney. I'm talking about if you just look over to your left and just take everybody in the cabal over there, the media, the tech giants, the leftist billionaires, the television stations, the radio stations, all of those who are left of center, all of them are engaged in these hoaxes. And they're engaged in these hoaxes because they have nothing to offer the American people. Think about what Kamala Harris has been. What has Kamala Harris actually offered you in terms of bringing inflation down? Nothing other than she comes from a middle-class family. She wants to bring down the price of groceries. Well, we all want to bring down the price of groceries. The devil's in the details. How are you going to do that? Madam Vice President, how are you going to do that? Trump has offered you some specifics. He wants to stop the rampant Green New Deal, as he calls it, a scam, which it pretty much is. He wants to eliminate all of that spending. You know, all of that money's not gone out the door yet. And as long as that money continues to go out the door, we're going to continue to suffer with inflation. Trump has said he wants to cut that off. He wants to take the Inflation Reduction Act, the most misnamed piece of legislation, I think, in my lifetime, and say, you know what, I'm going to cut that money off, and we're not going to spend any of that money. That alone right there would send to the markets and would send to all of the people and to all of the manufacturers, the producers, the consumers, everyone, oh, well, including the Federal Reserve, oh, we're not going to have that flow of money continuing to just pour into an already kind of sputtering economy, causing even more inflation. Kamala Harris, oh, I came from a middle-class family. Well, BFD, sweetheart. BFD. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103. Start your message with the word either Michael or Mike. And don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. We'll be right back, and I'll explain how the entire left is in on these hoaxes.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious home-style meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good afternoon. A lovely and chatting interview. Conversation, it wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his tour of the critical Blue Wall battleground states, White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports that unions are expected to play a big role this election year.
All three Blue Wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have deep ties to organized labor. But it's especially true here in the home of the big three automakers. Union voters have traditionally been a rock-solid base for the Democratic Party, but Kamala Harris failed to secure two key union endorsements that went for Joe Biden in 2020. Donald Trump has sought to capture union worker votes by slamming the vice president's support of electric vehicles and arguing he's the better candidate for rank-and-file workers. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Detroit.
In Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer says Democrats are pouring millions into her opponent's campaign to try and portray him as an independent and even a friend to conservatives.
Just like we see with Tammy Baldwin and Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey, my opponent is now saying he is the most conservative person running in this race, which we know is a joke.
Pastor Jack Hibbs of California's Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills says Christians who fail to vote are doing much more than just staying out of politics.
I think it's more than anything being political. I believe it is a spiritual issue. It's a responsibility that the Christian is not managing or stewarding well at all.
Tim Sheehy, running for Senate in the state of Montana, he says the military has seen a major decline under the Biden-Harris administration. The biggest factor, he says, a lack of focus on combat lethality.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact.
Sheehy says during the administration, the focus has shifted toward things like greenhouse gas emissions for fighter jets. This is townhall.com.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
The Mississippi Gulf Coast will have an oyster season for the first time since 2018.
The season will open at sunrise November 13th in 8 harvesting areas. But the season will only last 10 days, but will help get Mississippi oysters back on the market. The limited season will help keep overfishing at bay so that oyster growth can be preserved. John Scott reporting.
Up and down Florida's Gulf Coast, residents are deciding whether to stay or go following two recent hurricanes.
Such questions about Florida's appeal are raised regularly after the state experiences a busy hurricane season. If moves into the state offer any answer, then hurricanes have served little as deterrents. Florida's population has grown by a third to 23 million residents in the two decades since Charlie, Francis, Jean, and Ivan ravaged the state.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Politicians in Italy have called for better protection of citizens' online data. That's after the data of at least 800,000 Italians was compromised in breaches dating from 2022 by a private investigative agency. Residents of one Valencia town in Spain are telling about fears as floodwaters rose and destroyed their homes.
3 days after historic flash floods swept through several towns in southern Valencia, Spain, the initial shock is giving way to anger, frustration, and a wave of solidarity. Many streets are still blocked by piled up vehicles and debris, in some cases trapping residents in their houses. Antonio Arrino, a local resident in Masanasa, Valencia, tells the AP there were rivers that took the cars and pushed them one against another. They broke into houses. This was completely unimaginable. I'm Charles Villadesma.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. The weekend before Doomsday, Tuesday, November 5, 2024. Did you ever think it would arrive? Holy cow. Anyway, glad to have you with me. I'm flustered by this entire campaign because, let's back up. Let's do a little retrospective for just a moment before I get into the cabal. You go back to this past spring when Trump's pretty much the presumptive nominee. You got Nikki Haley out there, and to this day, I really wish that Nikki Haley and Donald Trump would come on, kids. I'd like to put them both in a rubber room, lock the door, and say, "You're not coming out until you make up." They're both being childish about this. And I know that Trump doesn't like the idea, particularly as a former president. Being a former president makes it even worse. Makes it worse in the sense of in his mind, it makes it worse. And Nikki Haley, having worked for him, is also being childish about it. And they need to recognize that the enemy within, to use a phrase that the media likes to use right now, the enemy within is the two of them. And they need to stop it because the real enemy within is on the other side of the aisle. And I do believe, and I mean this sincerely, I'm not trying to be shocking, I'm not trying to be, this is not hyperbole. I sincerely believe this. I believe that Kamala Harris, a self-avowed Marxist raised by Marxist parents, when you look at her track record and you look at the things that she said, particularly go back to when she was running for president before. When Kamala Harris was running for president back in 2019, before she dropped out in 2020, she didn't garner a single delegate because she's nothing. She's an empty airhead. And her whole philosophy was, remember that soundbite? I should have dug it up. I didn't do it. But remember the little cartoonish soundbite that she had back in 2019 about, you know, we all start out in different places, but we should all end up in the same place. No. Quite frankly, if I want to end up in the same place as everybody else, then guess what? I want to pick and choose who I end up being in the same place as somebody else. And I want to end up in the same place as, say, I don't know, Warren Buffett or Elon Musk or Bill Gates or, for that matter, George Soros. Not that I want to be like them, but I want to end up in the same place as them economically. Let me check my checking account. Let me see. I'm not going to tell you how much. Nope. No, there's nowhere near $1 billion in my checking account. I know that comes as a shock to you because you think that between iHeart and Premier Radio Networks that they probably pay me about $1 billion a year. Well, I got a shocking news for you. It would be shocking news for my family too. No, they're not paying me $1 billion a year to do this. Oh, they're paying me quite, take that back. Cut that out. They're not paying me nearly enough. So there. But that is Kamala Harris's philosophy. We should all end up in the same place. That is unadulterated Marxism, if not communism. And I don't want that for the next 4 years. So I want Trump and Haley, and it's probably too late now, but I wish they would make up. Come on, kids, make up. Because we need every single vote we can get so that we don't have 4 years of what would essentially be the fourth term of Barack Obama. So I started this segment out with, let's do a retrospective. That's part of the retrospective of going all the way back to 2019-2020. And then Joe Biden is on the verge of losing the nomination. And then what happens? James Clyburn goes and pulls his butt out of the fire down in South Carolina and pushes him over. Literally pushes him over. Gets him across the finish line. So that now he becomes the presumptive nominee, if not the nominee, for the Democrat Party. And we all know, based on that presidential campaign, remember that was back during COVID? Remember that? And he's holding rallies. He's on the silver screen at the local drive-in theater. Are there any drive-in theaters anymore? He's at the local theater. And cars are, you know, 6 feet apart with their windows rolled up and people with their masks on inside their cars. Oh my God. We're so stupid. And then he becomes the president. Well, oh, I can't believe I almost forgot this. Please forgive me. I almost forgot that in that intervening campaign and the inauguration, we had January 6th. I mean, I don't think the country's ever been as close to utter destruction as it was on January 6th of 2021. I mean, people might say Pearl Harbor. No. People might say 9/11. No. People might say 1865 and the Civil War. No. It was January 6th, 2021, the day that that democracy almost died, the insurrection. Holy crap. Now, you got all of that in your brain, right? Then Biden gets inaugurated, and almost instantly we know there's something wrong. The guy's not there. He's out to lunch. And then we get the Hunter Biden laptop story. Oh, well, that's just Russian disinformation. And so now we know the New York Post, before Elon Musk takes over Twitter, now X, they literally kill the New York Post Twitter account. So that story doesn't get much dissemination outside those who actually read the New York Post. The New York Post was right, as were numerous other people reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop. And so now we get all of the lawfare, no lawfare against Hunter Biden, and all the lawfare against Donald Trump. I mean, he's no longer president. He's not in office. And they're still trying to literally bury the guy. Then we realize just how bad Joe Biden is. Then fast forward to that debate. What was that, June? May or June? where Joe Biden comes out and he can barely stand at the podium. He can barely stand up and speak. He kind of leans into the microphone. And says, I think, I don't know. And Trump knows instantly. His instincts kick in. And Trump knows, I don't really have to say anything. Just point out that this guy can't even answer questions. This guy can barely breathe. In fact, somebody call an ambulance. And then we get the campaign kind of starts rolling. Biden's got the nomination. He's got 14 million votes from Democrats. He's the nominee. And then we have the Caesar moment. And he gets stabbed in the back. And now we're off to the races. And the DITS gets installed, gets coronated as the Democrats' nominee. Having never really campaigned, can you tell me anything that she did during the 2020 election cycle? Anything? I don't remember anything. I know she was the nominee, the vice presidential nominee. And why was she chosen? Because she happened to have a vagina, and her skin color happened to be darker than everybody else's. Not sure whether it was black or brown, but it was darker than others. Wow. That gets us to today. And so today, I want you to think about what's happened since we left the air last Saturday. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Speaking of X, Elon Musk, go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Display prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. This station does not recommend any specific investment.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Letock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Letoff is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Letoff for City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast for the program. On your podcast app, search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, just hit the subscribe button, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 here in Denver, plus the weekend program. So you get all of my radio programming. So let's think about the past week. During the past week, the media, the cabal, let's focus on the media for a moment. They've issued a series of shocking reports. Last Saturday, Trump's allies at that rally at Madison Square Garden were brazenly racist, they were anti-Semitic, and they were all fascists. Apparently because regardless of whether or not Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale or the Rolling Stones or Elton John or Billy Joel or anybody else had ever held a concert or a rally or anything else at Madison Square Garden, the Nazis held a rally in 1939 in Madison Square Garden. So from 1939, you skip over everybody else that's ever appeared at Madison Square Garden, and you jump to last Saturday, and Donald Trump and all of his anti-Semitic, racist, fascist friends show up, and so therefore they're all fascist because, well, there were a bunch of Nazis there back in 1939. It was insane, utterly insane. The NBC reported this. Trump team fully embraces Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vaccine skepticism. And then just what, in the past 48 hours, according to CNN's Cassie Hunt, former Congressperson Liz Cheney should be executed, should be fired upon, CNN said. But not one single one of those reports is accurate. Not one speaker at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally, they didn't say or do anything that was racist, anti-Semitic, anything that was fascist that the media accused them of. NBC does not present evidence that Trump has embraced Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s vaccine skepticism at all, much less fully accepted it. And Trump did not call for the execution of Cheney, as we discussed in the last hour. This is not to say there isn't, as there always is, one little element of truth in the reports. Now, don't jump down my throat, but there's always an element of truth when the cabal comes out and wants you to believe something other than what your ears or eyes are telling you. Trump's transition co-chair has actually questioned vaccine safety. And Trump said last night, he said this about Bobby Kennedy Jr. He can do anything he wants. He wants to look at the vaccines. He wants everything. I think it's great. And Trump's rhetoric about Cheney yesterday, well, that was extreme. He said, she's a radical. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it, you know, when the guns are trained at her face. Now, none of those things change the essentially false nature of the reports from the cabal. Trump's rally in New York was not a fascist or a Nazi event. Trump's remarks about Liz Cheney are typical of the kind of exaggeration that the president makes, and he's kind of famous for, or maybe infamous, for making, and the Trump transition co-chair also said Kennedy was, quote, not getting a job for the Department of Health and Human Services, and that he had indeed vaccinated his children. And we know that Trump did not call for the shooting of Cheney in the face. Trump, in an anti-Trump journalist who writes for the progressive website Vox, said this, folks, Trump didn't threat to execute Liz Cheney. He actually was calling her a chicken hawk, something liberals said about her for ages. Footnote here. I find that fascinating. The Cheneys, Dick and Liz, have both been accused of being chicken hawks for decades. And now when Trump says that, all of a sudden they come running to her defense, as if they'd never called her a chicken, as if they had never said the same thing about her that Trump said. And these three instances that I've just given you of media falsehoods, of media propaganda, of media disinformation, I want you to think about those in the context of all the other media disinformation. The New York Times, they declared on Wednesday that Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, a bunch of other influencers were spreading election misinformation on YouTube by claiming that the 2020 elections had been rigged and a bunch of other remarks. But YouTube itself, which has intensified its own censorship in recent months, said no, none of the remarks that any of those people made, Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, others, none of those remarks violated any of our policies. A YouTube spokesman, the Times reporter, acknowledged in the 15th paragraph of this story, a YouTube spokeswoman said the company reviewed 8 videos identified by the New York Times, and that those did not violate its community guidelines. The New York Times. You know, the old gray lady is supposed to be the newspaper of record. Well, hardly anymore. The New York Times falsely claimed that Biden had not only appeared to call Trump supporters garbage, even though 2 White House officials and now 2 officials and an internal email revealed that the White House press office actually altered the transcript after it actually conferred with the president. Did I say actually too many times? I think I did. All of which is in violation, as I pointed out in my program yesterday, is a violation of the Presidential Records Act. Let me repeat that. The New York Times falsely claimed that Biden had not only appeared to call Trump supporters garbage, even though 2 White House officials and 2 officials and an internal email revealed that they altered the transcript after they had, quote, conferred with the president. And what's next? Well, stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com. 96.5 FM and 1468.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So we're going through a litany of the propaganda and the hoaxes and the disingenuous that the cabal is engaged in just prior to the election so that any remaining voters, the reluctant voters, this is the new phrase I keep hearing now, the low propensity voters, That's a new word for this election cycle. Those that are still undecided, which I'm always fascinated by people who are at this stage of the game still undecided. But nonetheless, the machinery is in place. The Democrat machinery, which includes these tech giants, which includes all of the networks and the cable channels and even some radio stations and some radio networks and syndicators, these billionaires, all the big money donors, Wall Street. You see, that's all now the cabal. And you and I over here, we the people, are just kind of over here left to understand that this is what we're fighting for. And this is what we're fighting against. So, at the end of that last segment, we were just walking through the whole garbage thing, which was handled by Trump masterfully. I mean, the idea, whether it was his or somebody on the staff, is immaterial to me. But the idea to get 30 minutes out before he lands to get a brand new garbage truck with the Trump Vance sign on the side and to put him in an orange vest and have him climb up into that truck, take a picture with that garbage man, brilliant. And then to wear the vest, the orange vest, while he gave a speech. And his self-effacing, his self-deprecating humor about the vest, how it made him look thinner, all political brilliance. And then to actually get Democrats to embrace Liz Cheney, the person that they kept calling a chicken hawk the entirety of her career, to now somehow embrace her, is again brilliance on his part. But it even appears that the New York Times is willing to go even further. The New York Times will allege that Tucker Carlson wore, quote, black and gold colors at the recent Madison Square Garden rally for former President Trump in New York, close quote. Why? I had to dig around to find out the why on this one. Because apparently that is a secret way to demonstrate your support for the Proud Boys, a far-right group that the media describes as fascist. In fact, if you go over to Tucker Carlson's Twitter feed, Adam from the New York Times says, "Hello, my name is Adam Saturino, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm reaching out to seek comment from Tucker Carlson for a story about Telegram. The story will include descriptions of how groups affiliated with the Proud Boys are using Telegram," that's another social media platform, "to communicate and organize. In some Telegram posts from chapters of the Proud Boys, they discuss Mr. Carlson wearing black and gold colors at the recent MSG rally for former President Trump in New York. Members of Proud Boys have interpreted this as a sign of support for the Proud Boys, which use black and gold as their official colors." New paragraph. "Is this the case? At the rally at Madison Square Garden in New York, was Mr. Carlson's choice of wearing black and gold a sign of support for the Proud Boys? If you can't respond, I need to hear from you by tomorrow, Friday, November 1st at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Best, Adam." It's so stupid. So stupid. Now, I've been, probably as long as I've been on air, almost 20 years now, I've been critical of the news media, but this kind of media disinformation has gone way beyond whatever, even what I imagined. It's more extreme. There are fewer, if sometimes any, grains of truth than just past disinformation. It's plainly aimed at influencing the election, not reporting the truth. The media is dead in this country. The Fourth Estate is absolutely dead. And I think I would add that not only is it dead by suicide, but it's also dead by murder. And I think that Joe Rogan helped kill the media the last 2 weeks. I haven't checked today, but yesterday, Rogan's podcast interview with Donald Trump, 42 million views on YouTube. Now, I know that could be 10 seconds, but normally Joe Rogan's YouTube interviews get somewhere between 500,000 and a million views. We're talking 42 million views. I haven't checked the J.D. Vance interview, but Joe Rogan murdered the dominant media. He murdered that part of the cabal by showing that, you know what, I can talk to, in one 3-minute interview, 3-hour interview, I can talk to more people than all three networks do every single night, 5 nights a week. Media disinformation about the Madison Square Garden rally, about Trump's vaccine stance, about the fake Cheney death threat, are not just false. They're absurd. And that media kind of propaganda and disinformation all combined into one is absolutely, unequivocally self-destructive. But here's why. I want you to understand why. And you may wonder why. And I know right now many of you don't participate on social media. Now, if you're a boomer, I'd bet you a dollar to a donut, you might be on Facebook. But a lot of people are not on X. I would strongly encourage you to get on X. Now, you have to learn how to manage X, because X can just be a total minefield, because it is a bastion of free speech. So depending on who you follow, and I'm very particular about who I follow, because if I followed everybody, it would be fairly unmanageable for me. So I make what are called lists. And I have lists of, for example, I'm not looking directly at it, but off the top of my head, I've got a list that's pro-Second Amendment and a list that's anti-Second Amendment. I have a list that is called Keeps My Blood Pressure Up. What are those? Those are pundits, talking heads, commentators that are of the far left variety, that if I want to see what the really nut jobs on the left are saying or doing, I go look at that list. I've got a Colorado news Colorado news list. I've got a Colorado politician list. I've got a national politician list. I have a Homeland Security list. I've got all these different lists, so that while I can look at my followers and see what all of you are saying, if I want to get specific, I can drill down on those lists. I would encourage you to become involved on X. Again, you have to learn to manage it, because it, again, is just the Wild West in terms of free speech. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. But the point I want to make about X, and for that matter, even Facebook and others, is that all of these social media platforms are making it easier than ever for you and me to learn the facts that debunk all of these stories I've been telling you about. When you discover that the media has actually produced utterly prima facie false information, or they have omitted or deliberately withheld information in order to mislead their readers or their consumers, you lose trust. And that's what's happened over the last several years. As I talked about on my weekday program, which again is why you should be listening to the weekday program too. At the beginning of the week, I talked about how trust in the media has plummeted to where it's now just 31% of the public trust the media, and that is the lowest level in the history that they've been polling and tracking trust in the media. Less than a third of Americans. And what's more, it's often the working journalists, not the owners of the media, who are actually making the most outlandish, stupid, false claims. And then when somebody like Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, the owner of Amazon, if you don't know, when Jeff Bezos says, you know what, I'd like to not endorse a presidential candidate this year. I'd like to maybe even get some more conservative reporters hired at the Post. Then you have mutiny. You have mutiny. Jeff Bezos was simply trying, and I actually believe him. He's a smart businessman. He may be a lefty, but he's a smart businessman. He knows that the Washington Post needs to be more balanced. And so he wants to hire more conservative reporters and writers. Three editors at the newspaper have already quit. And other people in the media started attacking Jeff Bezos for trying to be more balanced. Imagine that. They're eating their own now. Chuck Todd, who used to be the host of Meet the Press, wrote in The Atlantic magazine, Bezos decided to blame the victim. That's interesting. He says, Bezos decided to blame the victim instead of acknowledging the concerted multi-year campaign led most recently by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Peter Thiel to convince Americans that the free press is, to borrow a phrase, the enemy of the people. Let me ask you this question. Real quickly, I want you to think about this. If someone is always lying to you, either overtly or by commission or omission, by not telling you the entire truth, and they do it over and over and over, and they're consistently lying to you, don't you at some point recognize that that's someone you can no longer trust? Yeah. That's the media. And that's why they're dead. I'll be right back.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Ultimate Slapdown has returned to Wind River Resort and Casino as Hard Fought Productions brings you Slap War. Experience this battle of the hands on Saturday, November 2nd. These warriors will face off in this thrilling competition to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this event won't last long and start at just $35 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time.
time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do you know that 91% of the New York Times readers are Democrats? 91% are Democrats. And most, if not all of them, actually want bias coverage. Psychological research finds that confirmation bias, you've heard me talk about confirmation bias before, we're all subject to confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is strong among all people, but especially among partisans and among people who are anxious. A study last month found that the public puts partisanship over truth when consuming news. I'm going to exempt myself from that for this reason. While I still am subject to confirmation bias, when I'm doing show prep, I talk about the lists on X, for example. It's why I spend, don't tell my wife, but I spend an inordinate amount of money on subscriptions. The LA Times, the London Telegraph, the London Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Economist, all of these left-leaning publications. Because I need to understand what they're saying, what they're writing about. I think this is one reason why talk radio programs like this succeed so well. It's because while I bring you information from a decidedly conservative point of view, a decidedly libertarian point of view, I'm making my case based upon what the other side is saying. And further evidence for this confirmation bias comes from reports that the Washington Post may have seen more than 250,000 readers, almost 10% of its total readership, cancel their subscriptions after Bezos told the editors, "We're not going to endorse a candidate." Now, they're not going to confirm the number, but it's clear that a lot of readers did indeed decide to cancel. I've seen some of my friends that I follow on Facebook and Twitter post, "Hey, I canceled my Washington Post subscription today." I'm thinking, well, la-di-da, congratulations. You know you'll go running back, and they will. One reason that journalists might be doubling down on this partisanship and this partisan disinformation is that it's not irrational at all. While the media is losing trust among the public generally, You take a publication like the New York Times or the Washington Post, they actually retained and grew their readership by feeding their readers exactly what they wanted to hear. And because of that, a lot of journalists, I think, feel it's in their best interest to remain partisan and to lie about stuff and to take things and to twist it into something that any other rational person would look at and say, that's not what Trump said. And we know that's what Joe Biden said. And I don't think that's confirmation bias. I have played for friends of mine who are apolitical. I actually have friends who are pretty apolitical. I played them that soundbite of Donald Trump talking to Tucker Carlson. It's 27 seconds long. Gave no context. Just said, would you listen to this and tell me what you think Trump's saying? And I asked like six different people. And all six were like, he's talking about if she had to go to war like, you know, in everybody else, she might not be so willing to go to war. Bingo. Bingo. And on top of that, there's evidence that journalists are actually acting in their own economic self-interest. That article I referred to that Chuck Todd did in the Atlantic magazine, Todd, who has now kind of positioned himself as a wise elder, he advanced a conspiracy theory about the declining trust in the media. In that article, he says this. What Jeff Bezos failed to acknowledge is that a legion of right-wing critics, most notably the longtime Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, spent decades attacking media outlets, repeating the charge that they are irredeemably biased. For Ailes and others, it proved a lucrative approach. When you hear something over and over, you tend to believe it. Trump and his team have used the same strategy, building their appeal by attacking the press. But wait a minute. The idea that the public lost trust because a bunch of right-wing nutjobs like me repeat the criticism of the media for years, that ignores the role of the internet revolution and the news media itself, where you and I, do you not think that every single day, every single minute that I'm on hour, I think, did I misstate that? Did I get that fact right? Did they understand? Because I understand that people go, and radio is particularly difficult. You're not reading the transcript of what I say. You're listening to what I say. And while you're listening to me, you may be doing other things. So you don't hear the word not. Or you don't hear the word maybe or true or false. And so you may misunderstand what I say. And that happens more often than you would think. But I just plunge forward. But for the rest of the media, I think it's dead. I think it's really dead. Both by murder and by suicide. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Coming right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone.
Display prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. This station does not recommend any specific investment.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.